one.
Dead. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. I don't know if it's recording.
It's recording. It's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay.
First.
You have to speak loud.
Oh, what are some of the key advancements that Nintendo took with their consoles? You just said.
So, what Nintendo did was back, especially with the Game Boy, they made gaming that was on such a complex scale, like with the Mario games or with the Pokemon games, and they made them mobile, which there wasn't really anybody making such advanced games that were so easy to carry around with you. That was probably their biggest, something that made them stand out a lot more than anybody else.
Okay, the next one is, what is the biggest change that Nintendo, like, what is the, like, the biggest step that Nintendo took with their consoles? Pretty much like this.
In what sense?
Probably in design.
Oh, okay. I mean, for the mobile consoles, they made them, small. They made them really lightweight. Especially starting with the DS Lite.
Yeah.
That was, like, a huge game changer. It's something you can fit in your pocket and take everywhere, and it has almost the same capabilities as a full console. And also, they always kind of focused on, like, their design. Well, no, I guess not so much because it's 64. The controller was not great.
Yeah, the controller wasn't great.
But, generally, their design was pretty up to time. You know, especially with the Wii, it was really slim and small compared to at the time when there was like the PS2, I think it was, and the Xbox 360, maybe it was the PS3, I don't know. But their design was like a lot slimmer, a lot smaller. Again, still pretty portable for a full console.
Okay, how would you describe the difference between the first and most recent consoles? Like some of the first consoles and some of the most recent, like the Nintendo Switch, like Wii U, stuff like that.
So obviously there's the ones that come with time, which is like a nicer design, more modern design, games that are capable of better graphics. But I think that what Nintendo is focusing on doing a lot more now than before is that, I mean, they were always kind of a family system.
Yeah, that's because the color TV game.
Yeah.
That was the first console. Even Shigeru Miyamoto. Yeah, he wanted it to be for a family. That's why the Japanese called it the Famicom.
Exactly. So I think that they focus a lot on like unity and playing together, and I think that's really good. It definitely sets them apart from some consoles like PlayStation and Xbox, which while you can play multiplayer, most of the best games, at least in my opinion, are played alone, and there's a lot more like violence or whatever. So Nintendo has kind of found a way to, and they've been done better at this over time, to make their consoles good for families and keeping it entertaining kind of for all ages.
Okay. How do you think technology has impacted the design of Nintendo consoles?
I mean, I think that really just goes back to graphics. Like, when you look, I think the biggest clear example of this is the original Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64. It was super ahead of its time, if you ask me. It had such a complex story, and it was really great, but the graphics were still, for the time, good. But then they later remade the game for the Nintendo DS, and it was such a clean design, and it was basically the same game, except with everything more modern, and it was super clear the advancements that were made in the design and in the design and the graphics of the Nintendo games.
Yeah, because when, like, in every cutscene, when the camera zooms out, Mario, you might not have known this, but it's like his character changes, so it's less tries, so it's like it takes up less bits. I don't really know, but it's just so it's easier. What do you think is the most popular design for Nintendo consoles? Like, part of the design, like a probably the two screens, like, what would
you mean
think?
Like which yeah. Console's design is like the most,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I would probably say the the DS, the DS Lite, the DSi, and the 3DS, including the XL. It's, again, it has the power of a full console, and it's portable, and you can take it with you, like, basically anywhere. So that's, like, something that's really amazing.
Okay. Six. How's the quality of Nintendo consoles changed over time?
I think physically, like, the first consoles were really bulky, and they weren't... They always kept it relatively portable compared to other consoles at the time, but it wasn't something that you could, like... I couldn't picture anybody bringing their Nintendo 64 to, like, a family gathering. And, like, yesterday my family came over, and my cousin brought his Nintendo Switch with him, you know? So, and then you look at something like the Switch, and we played the GameCube back-to-back with the Switch. We played Mario Kart Double Dash and Mario Kart for the Switch back-to-back, and everything was just so much sleeker in gameplay and in design about the Nintendo Switch in comparison to something like the GameCube.
Okay. What impact do you think Nintendo 64 made to the gaming industry?
Okay, I think Nintendo 64 was just so huge, especially with Super Mario 64. It introduced, like, the next level of storytelling into a game that there wasn't before, and following, like, a real long story. And, like, some games I wasn't a huge fan of, like, Melee on there wasn't that great, and neither was Mario Kart, but it set such a good foundation for the games that would later turn into those on the Wii and on the GameCube and on the DS or whatever. Like, it set a really good foundation for what Nintendo was going to become.
Okay. And I'm also doing Super Mario Bros. Along with the consoles, so...
Okay.
Why do you think Super Mario Bros. Became the fifth best-selling game in the whole entire world?
I think Mario... I feel like that's just because, like, Mario is something that really anyone can enjoy. It's friendly for all ages. It's pretty entertaining for all ages. And it's got a good story. There's, you know, there's really no reason for it to bore anyone, you know? It's not about taste for that game. It's just the essence of what gaming is, you know?
Okay, yeah. How has the design of all Super Mario Bros. Game... No, yeah, Bros. Game characters changed over time?
Again, I think that they just made the designs look nicer, you know, they kind of...
Graphics?
Yeah, the graphics, you know, it's just, like, from 8-bit, you know, it started at 8-bit where everything was boxy, but, like, they keep the same kind of essence of the character, and they just make him look nicer and sleeker, so I think that it really just comes with the technology.
Okay. What are some of the biggest changes Mario games have faced over time? They're all pretty similar.
The biggest changes?
Yeah, overall.
Again, I would just say graphics, design, and the story. Like, there's a lot more element of a story. Like, while it stays the same for a lot of it, especially, like, the Super Mario games, with Peach being captured and things, it's still... It just becomes a lot more advanced, the way that they tell the story and the way that they depict it while you play.
Okay. There are two more after this one.
Okay.
How do the qualities of old Super Mario How do the qualities of old Super Mario games compare to the qualities of some of the newer Super Mario games? So it's like that console question.
So, obviously, with time, the games get significantly better, graphics, story, everything, but relative to their time, I think Nintendo has always set a really high bar on what their game is, so I feel like they consistently aim really high, and they consistently present the same quality in their, especially in their Mario games, so I think relative to their time, they've always stayed at the top of their game, but individually they keep stepping it up with graphics, with story, and everything.
Okay. I don't know. What is the biggest risk that Nintendo has ever taken to sales? For example, when Nintendo had a shortage of Amiibos and like only sold them in Germany.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. So like the biggest mistake they've ever made, or the biggest challenge they've ever faced?
Probably, yeah. Somewhere around. Yeah. Might even be now with the Switch.
Honestly,
yeah.
Because they have none in store.
Yeah, maybe. I think also their advertisement strategy for the Wii U, I don't think that did them very well. They went down a path where it's... Everybody knows Nintendo as the family console, and they used that a little bit too much, and they completely left out, at least in their advertising campaign, a gaming experience, and I think that's part of the reason why it didn't necessarily do so well when it first came out. People didn't really find it to be a console. They saw it more as, like, when you get, like, a new game when you're young, like a new toy or whatever. So I think that I think that was a pretty big mistake, and it shows in their sales too. You know, numbers show that.
Okay.
So the way they marketed.
Yeah.
The way they marketed
was terrible.
Exactly.
Okay. Last question. What is the most popular controller in your preference, and why?
Hands down, the GameCube controller. That was the best one, no doubt. It plays perfectly. It's like a great design, considering its time too, and coming out of the Nintendo 64, which was just the absolute worst controller-wise. It was kind of like, if you think about it, it's really like the first controller that's similar to now what we use for the Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, all these advanced gaming system controllers. So I would definitely say GameCube.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Dan.
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 Thank you.
Do you need his last name?
No.
Dan Buzali.
How do you spell that?
B-U-Z-A-L-I.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Dan, hold on. Let me save it.
No, you press it.